Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy. Whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage, the Magic Wand should be your go-to. With powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns, it's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this Mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator. Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's
got
to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. It feels so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
We are having a heat wave in LA right now. I'm sorry, everyone. I'm still freezing my ass off in Michigan, like where I'm from. But you know what I mean? Your balls, sometimes they sweat. You put talcum powder. It's carcinogenic. I made this product down under Comfort Minus. Mm-hmm. Wears it every day, so I think I haven't been near your balls. But
they smell delicious.
They smell delicious. You don't sweat. It's a cream to it. It's a light citrusy scent.
Mm-hmm.
You don't chafe at the gym. You don't chafe in your pants.
Yeah, it's great because you probably don't know this because you don't have a set of balls.
I wish
but
I could.
Guys that they're like, let's say you take a nap, right? I nap because my work schedule. Your balls sweat for some reason.
They do,
yeah.
Right? Yeah.
They get really sweaty. And then you like get up from a nap. You maybe got to go somewhere. You don't have time to take a shower. You throw some of this on and it feels great. It feels like
it's refreshing.
Yeah, you took a shower.
Exactly. I like it. Sweaty balls. And if you put it on in the morning, like as part of your after shower routine, your balls will not sweat during your nap because it's actually witch hazel, in it, mm-hmm. which is a natural antiperspirant. So check it out. And from now until April 12th, you get 30% off of Emily and Tony products. Mm-hmm. Go to emilyandtony.com with code March 30th. That's March 30th. Emily and Tony.
March 30.
Okay. MARCH30.
All right.
Okay. Back to the show. Because here we are.
March 30th.
Oh, dude. Hi. Anyway, yeah. That's the code is March 3rd. March 30, but till April 12th, you get 30% off all of our products, which include the massage candles.
Okay, good.
And did you all that stuff. Man, it's good to see you. You just got back from vacay?
Yeah, I've been, it's been a crazy, like, week. I went to WrestleMania, which I'm sure you love.
It's a big
wrestling. It's like the Super Bowl of wrestling.
I'm so like, so
my friends are super into it. I was into it when I was a kid, but
where was it?
It was in Santa Clara where the 49ers play in the San Francisco Bay Area, and I was there visiting, and they're like, "Oh, you got to go." So I went, and they had awesome seats, but the really like VIP seats were right in front of me, and I just walked down and I sat down and no one ever moved me, and it was amazing. There were so many guests that came out, and it was a lot of fun. I got to hang out with a lot of my friends. So
that's good. You love San Jose.
I love San Jose.
You think you're going to end up there, Menace? Of all the places you've gone, you still love that goddamn San Jose. Because they know Menace on the street.
Yeah, I love San Jose.
They give him free pizzas and stuff.
I know.
Subways.
I do miss it a lot, but I do love it here in L.A.
Yeah, we love it.
It is so... It was funny. I was at another establishment that you love, Popeye's Chicken.
Oh,
and delish. It was like 54 degrees outside.
Oh, in San Francisco.
Yeah, and one of the workers like kept on like propping the door open while I was sitting there, and I'm like, dude, it's 54 degrees. I know like people are like, oh, screw you, Menace, because you know I live in places like St. Louis, Missouri, where it's like 10 degrees.
Right.
But when you're living in Los Angeles and it's like a nice 80 degrees constantly. 54 degrees is freaking
cool.
Freezing,
and,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
So I was having this battle because the guy kept on propping it open, and I would walk and I'd close it. And we did this 3 times, and I was like, dude, it is finally, before I told him, like, it is cold.
Right.
I understand you're back by the grill, and it may be warmer.
Yeah, like, but what about us, the paying customers?
Yeah. Let me close it. But it was a great time, but I don't know if I don't think I've told you this, but...
Tell me.
My girlfriend's dad has lymphoma.
Oh.
And so there was like an emergency and we had to go to the hospital. So the last couple of days I've been like in the hospital like nonstop. Sorry. And so I'm exhausted, but I'm happy to be here with you.
Okay.
And
I'm sorry.
I had to work. And so I've had no time to rest. So I'm gonna be here with you and try to be focused and not be boring.
Okay.
And have a good
time. You're never boring.
Yeah.
You're fine, Menace. I'm glad that you made it.
Yeah.
My best wishes. My best wishes. I'm thinking about you and your girlfriend.
Yeah. They're gonna.
Okay.
Yeah. He's gonna be cool.
That's hard.
He's gonna
that's
be
rough.
All right.
I'm
he's
glad
gonna
she's
go
there
through the treatment, all that stuff.
Okay.
And
good.
We're going to get through it. But didn't you, like, take a trip?
Yeah, I went to Israel.
No big deal. Israel. It only took you, like, a billion hours to get there. What happened? Tell me everything.
It took me, like, 25 hours to get there. It was
wow.
I went with my family. It was my niece's bat mitzvah. We had it on top of Masada, which is this magical landmark in Israel where the Jews were free or got killed, a lot of them. But they get killed everywhere in Israel, historically speaking. But we climbed Masada, and she had her bat mitzvah there. And then I was slept in the desert with Bedouin tents, and I rode a camel, and I was in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv.
See, what did I tell you? I'm so upset with you.
I have a million pictures. They're not on my Instagram. What? I couldn't get internet access.
Pictures?
It's like a third world country sometimes.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I want pictures with you
on
camels and all that stuff.
I know, I've got them. My brother, you know my brother, he just sent me the link. We have like 8,000 photos to
good.
Go through.
I want to see
them. It's
some
Sex
of that
with
stuff.
Emily Instagram. I will be posting them.
Please.
Dude, I've been busy since I got back. It was very, this is my thing, that I was gone for a week in New York, and then I got back. I was deathly ill, that flu, and then I left for Israel. So it's just been, I never take off this much work ever. I can't believe I'm still standing, but it was good to make me realize that like I can actually take
a break
off.
Yeah,
and it was great to be with my family, like my all three of my nieces, my mom, my stepdad, my brother who you
wow.
love. Yeah, it was spiritual too, like we picked beets in the fields, we helped kids who don't have a lot of money, don't have family food, picked Shabbat dinner for them, went to school, taught English. It was amazing. It's amazing.
Wow.
Country. Loved it. I came home though to a really large package sitting in my yard.
All right.
Now, every
in
day.
In your yard?
In my yard.
Okay.
Well, you know, my landlord put it back by my house, so it's like I live like in a house next to his house, whatever. Mm-hmm. So in my yard, big box, like he probably couldn't move it anymore. And now we often get boxes of stuff in the office. Yeah. In fact, we're going to do a segment when we start doing more videos on our YouTube channel, which you can check out. I do have a YouTube channel now, Sex with Emily, but we are going to be adding more. But we're going to do like a what's in the box segment, because you know that we get every day, like, you don't know.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, it could be 18 fleshlights, a million condoms, like some weird contraption that no one can figure out what it is. So I look at this box. I'm like, wow, okay. And I drag it in my house. I open up. I got the Sibian.
What? No way. Dude. Are you serious?
Yes. I got the Sibian. I'm one of three people they've ever given a free Sibian to. So I almost feel like that's like the biggest honor I've ever been bestowed.
You have to loan it out.
I can't. But I mean, first of all, you know my place. Yeah. You've not been to my place in LA yet, which hurts me.
I know. But you haven't been to mine either.
That's cool. What else? But listen, it's small. Mm-hmm. I don't have a lot of room. They gave me 26 attachments to it. It's so we have to explain what the Sibian is, because a lot of people might have heard of it through Howard Stern. I think he made it famous. Mm-hmm. He used to have one in his office, in his studio, and he'd have like porn stars riding the Sibian. Mm-hmm. And it looks kind of like a horse mount, and then you know, all these little attachments and all these little attachments to it. But mine's really cool. It's like blue leather, you know, it's drawers to put all the attachments, but it's very powerful vibrator.
Mm-hmm.
But machine, actually, with all these things, like every orifice that you'd ever want to be penetrated or you'd want to be pleased will happen. And if you've never had an orgasm, you can use it with a partner.
Yeah.
It can pleasure you. It's pretty, it's like my new furniture. Wow. But I'm going to have like a dinner party and be like, oh, you have to sit on the Sibian. It's the last chair left.
That is huge.
But it's famous. It's infamous. And so I'm really, really excited. I need to try it. I need to lock all my doors and make sure that nobody sees me using it. But, you know, here's some like testimonies on it. Like it says on their site, we've been married for 17 years. I always thought our sex life was okay, but I didn't get too excited about it. So I decided to humor my husband when he eagerly presented me with a Sibian for our anniversary. I can hardly describe the feeling I had when my body just exploded. It was unreal what happened to me.
Wow.
I soon realized at the age of 38 with Sibian, I had my first orgasm ever. I mean, you guys, they're not a sponsor of mine. I know them. Yeah. I've met them. They just sent this to me. I've now started having orgasms while making love to my husband, and I have the Sibian to thank. So it can like train your body to have these crazy orgasms.
I have to see this thing in person.
Dude, I know. We should do like videos and stuff. I feel like part of me was like when I was like, should I bring it to the office? But then Madison, I'll be like, I'm leaving. You guys, Madison's turn. We'll be back in an hour. But anyway, I'm honored to have the Sibian.
Wow.
So, and I actually met when I was in sex school getting my doctorate. The owner of the creator of the Sibian came in to talk to us. That was a big deal. Now I own
one. People need to Google Sibian right now to see
because you don't understand.
About.
Yeah, it's Sibian. So just check it out.
If you're a big Howard Stern fan, you definitely know what this thing is.
Right,
but
otherwise, people don't. So,
yeah.
So, and then what else was I going to talk about?
Real quick, about your trip. Did you hook up in Israel?
No, I did. You know, you want to hear something funny?
Yeah.
So I went backpacking through Southeast Asia probably about 15 years ago. Mm. And I was, you know, you're friends with everyone on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And I have Israeli hookup with this Israeli guy. And we're friends on Facebook. Haven't seen him in 15 years. And so I posted a picture on my personal Facebook page of my brother and I by the, you know, in Jerusalem. And he messaged me and said, hey,
what's up?
I'm in Tel Aviv. Come see me. And so it was awesome because I hadn't seen him in 15 years. He's like, I just got married to a woman from L.A. and I think you'll really like her.
A woman from L.A.?
Yeah.
Random.
So I went to meet him and we had the best time. It was so fun to see them. And we talked a lot about like the difference between like dating in Israel. The two of them met on Tinder and they're getting married.
Tinder in Israel?
Dude, yes.
What?
I should have done it.
Tinder's taking over the world.
I know it is. But you know what's so interesting is startups. Why not, dude?
Yeah.
Waze. I met the people who started Waze. Yeah, they're Israeli. Wow. I mean, there's a lot of really big companies that got started there. So that was interesting. So no, we got reunited and we hit it off, but there was no hooking up. And there was no time. I was on a bus with my family. But, you know, maybe next time.
That's great, though.
I loved it. I loved every moment of it. And I was, again, you know, in life you just think about... They always say, like, on your deathbed, do you wish that you worked more? Or do you wish that you spent more time with your family and your friends? And it was hard to take off and to leave the, you know, country, all that stuff. But since I just have a hard time, I'm a workaholic. And for me, I just think it was very therapeutic and healing and cathartic. And I still don't have all the – I know things have shifted in my brain in a good way.
That's great. I'm happy you got to spend time with your family. That's cool. I got to see my family, too, when I was up in San Francisco.
You did? On purpose? You saw them?
Yeah, I saw – well, my dad and my sister – and it's so funny. I it felt good because my dad is not tech savvy at all. He barely even knows how to use a computer. He's been working the same job that he's had since he was 16 in a lumber yard. He like builds, you know, fences, cuts, you know, 2x4s for people.
Your and all dad? That kind of stuff. He's handy? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. But he's not tech savvy at all. My dad, like, he has this amazing, like, surround sound system, like DVD player, CD player, record player, and all this stuff. But it wasn't, like, hooked up right at all. Like, his, like, Netflix and Hulu, like, sound would only go through the TV. It wouldn't run through the surround sound system.
Oh, my God.
So I spent the entire day. I went to, like, Best Buy 3 times to get all the cabling, and I cooked it all up for him and made it super simple where he doesn't have to press a bunch of buttons. He just, like, turns it on, and everything works.
That's
and he was,
so
like,
cute.
So
is he dying?
Stoked. He couldn't even believe it.
That's like me, dude. Remember when I got my cable? You helped me, so it was just one button, and even that was hard. But I could see that changing someone's life. Like, your dad's probably, like, on, off, on, all the switches.
He's watching, like, all these old school TV shows on Netflix. I, like, taught him how to use Hulu.
Oh, my God. You're a good boy.
It was unbelievable. Like, he was stoked that the VCR worked. You know? I'm like, he goes, I can watch all my old tapes. And I go, all right.
All right, Dad. Have a good time. Good to see you.
Oh, it gave him so much entertainment.
That's sweet. I know. That's what we're good for.
I can't believe it.
Every time I go home, I teach my mom one new thing on the iPhone. Like,
that's how great.
She's like, do I have a flashlight on my iPhone? Yeah. I'm like, yeah, Mom, you just shift that up.
I know. I tell my girlfriend's mom that you can do voice to text. She didn't even know.
Yeah.
And voice to text is amazing.
I forget to do it too.
Yeah.
No, it's so great. You just talk and then it comes
up.
Okay.
But let's talk about sex.
Let's talk about sex. So Taylor Swift, this is some sex in the news, buys domain name taylorswift.porn. Did you hear this? This is new domains coming out. So Taylor Swift knew these domains names were trouble when they walked in. The singer's team has purchased the web address taylorswift.porn. So do I have to buy Emily Moore's?
It's a reference to one of her songs.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Prior to becoming available to the public, whatever, and she bought it first. But so what do you think about all these new names that are coming out, like Dot Sucks and...
I don't know, like, because... All right, so back when... Like, Dot TV was a thing probably, like, early 2000s, right? And it was going to... You know, it was huge. Like, Dot TV, like, oh, yeah, I'm going to get a Dot TV. And the problem was, like, people go... We're like, so there was this show that I worked on. It was called The Chop Shop, right? It was a mixed music show. And we couldn't get chopshop.com and, like, nothing was available. So we bought chopshop.tv. And then we go, all right, chopshop.tv. And they go, okay, .tv.com.
Oh, right. Like, people were so confused.
People didn't understand it.
I think they still don't.
Yeah, I don't think they'll get that. But just like a year and a half ago, .xxx came out, and I think people understand that.
Yeah, that
they can get. But I don't know, like .porn, you know. Like, .porn maybe, you know, but like it's still confusing for a lot of people.
Yeah, I get it. Okay. You so just gotta I make sure know if I need to buy .porn.
Well, no, I think it'd be good. I think a lot of people would check out emily.porn.
Isn't it just them trying? They probably would.
Yeah.
I just got to put something on there. But I think
they'll
also,
distract it to your website.
Isn't it a way for, like, GoDaddy to just make more money? The internet companies to make more money by, like, offering
Yeah, of course.
Things there, but
you know?
Whatever.
But
sex,
a lot
sex
of those,
sells.
No matter what you can think of, a lot of those domains are already taken. It sucks.
Every domain's taken. It kills me. Okay, there's a poll. 9% of Americans have participated in a sex party.
All right.
Which isn't very... I don't know. I don't even know if I believe this. YouGov and the Huffington Post...
Well, how many sex parties have you been to in your life?
Well, but I, of course, have been to sex parties because I have to for my job.
Yeah.
That's
research.
My office parties. The Huffington Post conducted a poll. 1,000 Americans, Brooklynites, actually. Do with that what you will. So if they're in Brooklyn, they're probably more likely artsy to...
All right.
Ask what they think of open relationships and sex parties. For the most part, said Americans weren't into either. Of the 1,000 people, 906 provided answers. The others declined due to the sexual nature of the questions.
Sorry.
Just 13% of Americans were currently in an open relationship or have been at some point. What were you going to say?
I was probably like Europeans and stuff that are more into it.
Exactly.
You know, but I don't know. I don't really think it's a big deal. It's like some people are like randomly having sex in the corner. I know it's shocking. I don't know. I don't really trip off that at all.
I know, exactly. They said Americans aren't into it. I think that Americans
think
are into it.
It. They just don't want to write it on a piece of paper.
No, but they also don't get the invites. Like,
yeah.
I get invites to these parties. I don't get to go to all of them, but, you know, I think if someone got invited that you don't go to a sex party to have to have sex. It's not a prerequisite.
Mm-hmm.
You can just go and watch, which I think a lot of people would like to do as one of those experiences you have before you die. But yeah, so it says sex party is defined as a party where people engage in sexual activity with multiple partners. 89% never attended, 9% said they had, 9%, that means 9 out of every 100 people you meet have been to a sex party.
Wow.
Yeah, but 13% said they'd try one at some point. So I wonder if, like, if they did this in LA, if the number would be triple or like double.
I think so.
Yeah.
My one of my coworkers has like this party where he said that an ex-girlfriend invited him. And he goes there, and it was like 15 girls, and he was like, thought it was just like a pool party barbecue thing. And then there's like 15 girls and like two other guys, and he goes, suddenly girls take like this huge bucket of dildos. It's like throwing them in the pool, and like everyone starts using them and all this stuff. And then his ex-girlfriend asked if, like, he wanted to join in with this other girl, and he said that he chickened out and ran away. He, like, left.
The party?
Yeah, he left the party.
Oh, my God. It's not for everyone.
Yeah.
True. Like, but it's interesting, those pop-up sex parties. You're like, yeah. Oh, I thought you were having a barbecue.
Yeah, and then suddenly everyone's, like, doing each other.
I'm not wearing... I'm now I got to get naked, and I got barbecue sauce on my ass.
I wasn't even dressed.
Exactly. What happened? But I have been through... You remember my first... I actually was when we were first on the air, like, 8 years ago, when we were... On live on the radio, I was talking about with Captain Erotica, my very first sex party experience. We should release that podcast.
But what did he have? A ponytail and he had a ponytail and...
This is where it all started. Menace thinks every swinger has a ponytail.
That's not where it all started. It is just fact that all swingers have ponytails and they wear like tight like leather pants. That guy had like, what, he had like snakeskin pants?
He did. Some, but he did take me to a sex party like, and it was a good time.
I'm sure he did.
It was fun. It's, you know what? A sex party, or like a play party, as they call it, it's kind of just like a regular party. You walk in, everyone's drinking, and then all of a sudden, you know, like, instead of just getting drunk,
people are
hooking
up.
Yeah, you look over, she's giving a blowjob in the corner.
Whatevs.
It's a good party. I did not give a blowjob in the corner, but what?
Oh, no.
So excited. Did you want me to give a blowjob in the corner?
Yes, please do. I'll Snapchat it. I just wanted to give a quick shout out before I forget.
Yes. There's
a big fan of your show, and he like started following me on Twitter, Menace on Twitter, by the way. His name Innovator of Awesome.
Okay.
He's like out of Texas. He like retweets everything I tweet and everything that you tweet. So
okay.
He's like a big supporter of the show.
Oh,
he's
on Twitter. Thank you so much. Thank you for supporting the show.
That's not his actual Twitter name. That's just what it says. It's
what's
like
RR. Let's give him a shout out.
Brooks23. RR Brooks23.
Not to jump in or anything, I think we just picked him to win a social media contest.
What?
Dude, if you're listening to this, email me back I can send you your goodies.
He's too busy retweeting everything that we say.
I know. Read it, you guys. People, we do a lot we give a lot of cool products away. So you should be definitely following me. Why aren't you following me on Twitter if you're not?
I know.
And Instagram, Sex with Emily. And Facebook.com/SexEmily. We have like 250,000 likes right now because our Facebook page rocks.
That's producer Madison, by the way.
Oh, yeah, just
producer Madison jumping in.
I just got excited. You said Innovator of Awesome, and I was like, I know that name.
Yeah
but I'm saying we love to like shower you with gifts.
People, yeah.
I love giving you guys pretty things that you like, or hot sex toys, pretty things. I was thinking of the Crave necklace.
Yeah. Oh, and another thing.
Oh, go.
Sorry.
No, go.
I just
want to
shout out a bunch of people that support the show. I'm sorry we haven't been together in a while. Also, I had a call from, I don't remember what part of the country, called into the radio show that I do every morning.
The Woody Show?
The Woody Show. And said that they listened to the Sex with Emily podcast. And so we were like talking about how, you know, the podcast, because the Woody Show podcast is not about sex. Right. It's like pop culture and
people are cool with
that.
You have to explain it. Like, sorry,
you to get it disappointed that he does another sex podcast. Right. I don't do another sex podcast.
No, he would never.
But the Woody Show on iTunes, if you want to listen to that. But yeah, a lot of people are listening to both.
That's
podcasts,
great.
So, that's
so they
awesome.
Called in and said, "Hey, Menace, I hear you on Sex with Emily, and so I'm calling to say hi."
Yeah,
he was calling to say hi.
Yeah, calling to say what's up, saying that he streams the show live too every morning through.
That's cool, Menace. Yeah. I'm glad that you know they're all
cross promotion. I'm digging it. So
love
thank
it.
You. I always
and did your
very
people like
people
the Down
listening.
Under Comfort the
yeah,
products you brought?
They love that and the
candles.
Loved it.
The Emily and Tony candles. Good. I gave it to your work friends.
Yeah, the quiet girl that her name's Ravy. That's on the show. She's very quiet about. You know who she's hooking up with stuff, but she grabbed one of those candles super fast.
Ooh, super
so we
fast.
Know.
Oh, and now we have. Did I give you the little kits? We have the three little. It's called the Ménage à Trois set. If you want to try
three,
and they're great for travel.
Nice.
Yeah, emilyandtony.com.
You got to get those in those hotels.
I know. I have some in my car though. I'll give them to you. It's on the list. Okay, so we've got another email.
All right.
About porn. Imagine that. Emily, I'm an Australian listener. I listen to your podcast every morning on my way to work. I love listening to you. I recently listened to one of your podcasts about porn. A few weeks ago, I found porn on my partner's phone, which made me furious and upset. I told him how upset it made me and that I didn't want to see it on his phone. Again, that if I did, that would be the end of things between us. He understood and said he would never do it again. After watching what I saw on his phone, it's kind of turned me on. Wait a minute. After watching what I saw on his phone, it has kind of turned me on, and I can't stop thinking about it.
Oh, wait, whoa, so it upset
twist,
you now?
Twist! Twist! I have no idea how to approach him to tell him that I wouldn't mind watching it with him because it turned me on. What should I do? Please help. Regards, Alicia. This is awesome. This is a twist I did not see coming. First of all, okay, we've talked about this in the show, that a lot of women who find out that their partners watch porn are surprised. For many reasons, they're upset and want to know why. Maybe, you know, there's a lot of different reasons why women get upset. At least she didn't say here why she's upset. Mm. But I think it's because, you know, they think that the guy's preferring the woman over them, or they want her to look like the girls in porn, or she's not pleasing him enough. But I'm going to say this, and I until you guys hear this and you understand it, that men, they were watching porn before they met you, while they're with you. Sometimes they could have the best sex with you and leave the room and go jack off. Mm-hmm. It has nothing to do with your relationship. So I don't know why you were so upset about it. I mean, I do know why, what I'm saying is. But this is an interesting twist, because, like I also tell couples, is that it can be really hot to find porn that you both like to watch together. And meanwhile, you already know you're turned on by the same thing. And the reason why that's cool is because you just turn it on and you guys are like, you're watching it together, and it's something new, and it's spontaneous. It might give you some ideas for what you want to try in your relationship. Mm-hmm. And I think that's totally hot. I just watched porn with a guy the other night, the guy that I'm seeing. You telling me that he saw a porn with, and I love it. Like, I don't do it enough. Watch enough. I always am hard on myself. I know, but I really am hard on myself that I don't watch enough porn. And he was telling me that I'm going to get back to your question, Alicia, but he saw one with the magic wand. He had never seen the magic wand vibrator, and he's like, it was really hot. I'm like, let's watch it. And then we watched it, and then I'm like, well, here's my magic wand. And so it was cool, because I didn't bring it out ever. I mean, we played with all my sex toys, so it was like to watch it together and to discuss it. Now, there's great sites like Good Vibes After Dark. There's female-friendly porn. Alicia's lucky because they like the same thing, but a lot of times you might be turned off by things, but you can find something that you both like. Okay, so what should she do? Let him know that it did make you feel a little insecure and uncomfortable to find out, but then you started to think about it, and you might be open to experiencing it together. And I think he'd be excited about it. It's not unusual at all for women to be turned on by porn. A lot of women watch porn. So this is positive. I think this has a great twist to it. Watch porn together. You don't love porn, right?
No, I don't really search out porn.
Okay.
No. I have my own memories. I don't need to watch.
Really? But you never were into, like, Playboy or anything?
No, I wasn't. I know. It's weird.
It's okay.
I'm sorry. But, I mean, I support it. I went to film school. I was thinking, I'm like, man, I should, because I don't know, like, it really doesn't affect me to see, like, other people having sex in like, front of me and stuff like that. So I was like, oh, I could totally, like, shoot porn and, like, make it, you know? Right. But I wouldn't know how to set up the whole paywall thing online. It's too much work.
It's too much work. You could probably figure it out.
Yeah.
But first, let's give a shout out here to our sponsors before we get into some more emails. Okay. Fleshlight. Oh, how I love you, Fleshlight. Because you are the number one sex toy for men. And I've seen all the sex toys for men. You know, I go to the conferences in Vegas. It truly is like no one's beat them. No pun intended. Mm. It's a male masturbation sleeve, people, that you use, and you masturbate with it. And I know you're like, I've got my hand and my hand's fine. Well, this looks and feels like the real deal. It actually feels like you're having sex. They have patented material, like made by, like, was it NASA or something that made the material? Yeah. I mean, it's pretty freaking cool. And it was, you know, a lot of guys think it feels better than sex. There's also the stamina training unit that can help you last longer in bed.
And the best part is you don't have to take it, dinner, and like you have to waste all these hours, and maybe you're gonna have sex with it or not. You're right. It's gonna happen.
And I love Madison's story about it. Yeah. Madison,
No farmer's market.
Madison has a good story about it. Producer Madison. All right. Boyfriend.
Oh, yeah. So I personally love the Fleshlight. My boyfriend has two, just in case, you know, he wants to switch it up. But I like them because my boyfriend is a lot more sexual than I am, and he craves sex a lot more. His work is extremely different.
He's younger, right?
Yeah. He's a younger man. No, but I think he just came out of the womb jerking it, to be perfectly honest. He's pretty sexual.
How old is he again?
He's 22.
Oh my God. When I was 22, oh my God. I know. Like, it didn't matter how many people I was having sex with. I was still like masturbating 24/7.
Right. Your refractory period.
I find lube all over our bedroom, the bathroom. I mean bottles of lube. Oh. Like, he has them tucked into different places so he can masturbate in different rooms. And I go around my apartment picking them up. And I'm like, all right.
She's like basically ice skating through her house.
He likes it because, right.
Yeah, but he loves the Fleshlight because it's a great substitute for if you're not having sex or if I'm not in the mood and, you know, he's bored with his hand. It's fun, and we can use it for mutual masturbation, and that's cool. And, like, honestly, I kind of dig, like, using it with him.
Yeah.
It's pretty interesting.
Do you give him a hand job with it?
Yeah, I give him a hand job with it. Or sometimes I just hold it, because he says that it's better when you can thrust with it.
Oh, okay.
And so, since obviously, I can't, so he, like, I can, like, hold it, and he'll, like, kind of, like, thrust into it, and
so
that's
holding
him,
it. You could, like, read a book with the other hand.
No, I mean, basically, like, I'm, like, watching Empire on TV or something, and he's
great, and he's getting off, and it's fine.
Yeah, and he loves it, and he says it feels amazing. The stamina training unit is, like, his personal favorite. It's
nice.
Fantastic.
And they throw in a free bottle of Flesh Lube if you're into that kind of thing. You want lube, which you should be. Use code Emily and go to fleshlight.com and use code Emily, and then you get your Flesh Lube. It's a win.
Nice.
Do you want a Fleshlight for your birthday? What holiday is coming up? What month is it? It's so confusing.
It's Easter,
in LA.
For Easter.
Easter,
right?
Happy Easter. Would you like one for Easter?
Yes, please.
Oh, it is Easter. Happy Easter, everyone. And it's Passover. Now that I'm into my Judaism.
All right, good.
Not really. Okay, dear Emily, I want to know if it's normal for women to think it's gross to play with themselves. Seeing a female do it turns me on, but every time I ask my wife to do it, she tells me to F off because it makes her feel uncomfortable. Then she tells me to jack off in front of her and see how it feels, but it backfires because I do like it.
Any
ideas?
Yeah.
Because she's really uncomfortable with a lot of things except for the usual positions, but I love trying anything and everything. What should I do, Adam? I know. It's very common. A lot of women do feel shame around their body parts, their lady parts. And she could have grown up somewhere where it was, you know, religious or seen as dirty. And for many women, masturbation still is taboo. I'm wondering if she does masturbate on her own or if she just doesn't. Because sometimes...
Well, if she's not into it, you know how it goes. Like, you can't force people that...
Right.
Like, I know. Just watch... Like, we're talking about porn. Just watch people do it on the internet. It,
right.
You know? Like... If you keep on bringing it up and they're not into it, you're just not going to change their mind.
Right.
It sucks. I'm sorry.
The thing that happens with the sex talks, if he keeps demanding it, like, babe, do it. Like, I want to see you masturbate. I want you. She's going to, every time you do that, your chances of her actually masturbating from you go down. But if you talk to her in a way that you're like, you know, I really love pleasuring you. I love your body. I love turning you on. And I just want to see how you touch yourself, because I feel like I could learn a lot about you, and I think it's really hot to watch you, but maybe she does something with her fingers and the way she touches her clitoris. Because that's the thing about mutual, I mean, they're married, but I'm saying even in couples, if you watch each other masturbate, hence mutual masturbation, it's a great way to, like, oh, he touches his balls when he's, and that's the next time I give him a blowjob, I'm going to play with, you know what I mean? Like, it's informative. But if you can, maybe it's the way you're asking her, because again, I find a lot of men are very, like, do I get a blowjob tonight? You're not going to get a blowjob.
No.
That's how you ask. It's got to be like, you know, that makes me feel, whatever. It's in the delivery. But again, you're not going to force it. But ask what she does like. I mean, what would she be open to doing differently in expanding her sex life? Because I'm going to go on a limb here that this is probably not the only thing that you want her to do that she's not doing.
Yeah.
She's not doing or not participating in sexually that you want. And this goes back to, like, sexual compatibility. A lot of couples aren't, but maybe you could slowly open her up to do things that eventually she'll come around to diddling herself. Diddling. It just came up
tequila,
in my brain.
Do it. Clear, though. Not the dark.
Do you still love tequila?
No, I can't even drink anymore. I'm done.
Are you really done, done?
I mean, I was in Vegas a couple weeks ago, and I drank with all my friends, and, oh, man, I was hurting for, like, 2 days after.
Really?
Yeah. I mean,
I know.
And before
older.
That, I didn't even drink
that was
it.
Still not like
and
you.
It was, like, New Year's. So I'm going really long periods of time without drinking.
You haven't drank since New Year's and it's like April?
Well, no, I did the a couple weeks ago, but before that was New Year's. Yeah, so I wasn't drinking.
Oh my God, I don't even know you anymore.
I know, right? I'm done. No, just
well, you know, first of all, the older you get, it's harder to
recover.
You have to get up at 3 a.m. to do your thing, and I have to get up by noon. But no, but really, it is, and it just affects your whole functioning. It's not good for your memory. I've never been an alcohol fan.
It's fun once in a while, but
a glass of wine. Okay, so now let's talk about someone's craving more than friends with benefits. Dear Emily, I recently discovered your podcast, and I wish I had discovered you much sooner. I obviously, absolutely love your show, and I've been listening to it almost nonstop. Of course, I also voted for you and hope you win. Okay, side note here, a little segue. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be in Vegas hosting the Podcast Awards on April 14th. And now the new... Mm-hmm. Sorry, I'm going to get back to this email.
April 14th?
Yeah, right. Yeah. April 14th. Mm-hmm. And the new... It was going to be Dennis Miller as the co-host, but now it's Chris Jericho.
Oh, what?
Right, because he's a wrestler. I was going to ask if you know him.
I do know him.
Okay, so I don't, but we're hosting the awards, and we're nominated Sex with Emily, so thank you for voting for us. We appreciate it.
Oh, okay.
The voting's now closed, but then we actually, I'm hosting the awards, and hopefully we will win an award, but whatever. So that's what it is.
Oh, okay.
What?
I'm going to be in Vegas on the 17th.
Dude.
I know.
Come to the book and win an award. Okay, so here's my dilemma, he says, that... I'm divorced mom. Oh, she says I'm the divorced mom of two kids with a demanding professional career, and I'm friends with benefits relationship with a hot fireman. Sounds perfect.
Nice.
Yes, like many women, I've always fantasized about a man in uniform. We met online and we've been seeing each other for over a year. The sex is amazing. It keeps getting better each time, and we have great chemistry. He's affectionate and funny, and we always cuddle after sex. Sometimes he stays over and we have hot sex all night, but it's just a hookup type of arrangement. So you're asking me, what's the problem? Well, I've caught the feelings and I have a major crush on him. The thing is, I don't want anything serious. I don't have the time and energy right now for commitment. And I think he's in the same place. He told me I'm his type of woman. He's so happy he met me. He really admires me and he would date me if he was in that frame of mind. We're not exclusive, but I often feel like I want more than just sex. Like go out together, catch a movie and dinner. Am I trying to turn him into my boyfriend? What do I do, and should I talk to him about this? I'm really bad at expressing my feelings. I don't want to lose what we have because it's seriously the best sex of my life. I'm so confused. Love your show, D in Sydney. A lot of Australian listeners. Okay, D. So I think that you need to talk to him because you're saying you don't have time for a relationship, but yeah, you think you might want one. And it could be something, you know, I know that I've did this for many years. I would say, I can't be in a relationship. And I believed it. Like a lot of times the things that we tell ourselves, these beliefs and how we make our decisions aren't actually true. They're just the stories we tell ourselves. So sometimes you have to challenge your stories. So are you just telling yourself that you can't be there now in a relationship because you're afraid to commit and that you might really want more? That could be something. And he says it too, and he might also be putting his defenses up because no one wants to get hurt. People kind of say they don't want things, but you know, I think you've got nothing to lose here because the thing that happens in these relationships, usually friends with benefits, ends is like one person wants more. And I think that's normal because relationships have to keep evolving and changing and growing. And friends with benefits, it can only last so long. Even if, like, it's just sex, like, after all, I just think that would get... You get tired of even sex with your friends, but you want it to go deeper emotionally or connected in some way that it's just more interesting.
Yeah.
So I get that you'd want it to evolve, and you're having hot sex. So I would say you don't have to make the decision. You should just open up the conversation with them. Say, hey, you know, I don't really know where this is going to... You know, I'm not saying that I know how I want this conversation to end, but I'm having these feelings. I'm not sure. And just talk. What do you think?
I think it's very, very rare where you can just be like friends with benefits.
Forever.
No feelings are involved, you know, where you want to do more. That it's so hard. I don't know, like, I guess you can have the talk.
Yeah.
But
I mean,
it's risky. I mean, if you're really into the hot sex.
But you know, here's the thing.
What's more important to you? Is what you need to ask.
But the thing is, eventually, it already sounds like it's going to be on a downward spiral where every time she has sex with him, she's getting more attached. Mm-hmm. So she's going to need to talk to him. So I think like a lot of these sex talks and relationship talks, we put so much weight on it. Oh, we better make sure everything's set. No, make it casual. Like, it's not like we need to talk. Like, those are the three need to talk. Those are the four scariest words to men on the planet, right? So just say, you know, hey, babe, this has been so fun. God, that was so hot. Don't have these conversations in bed. Maybe we're on a road trip, but just, you know, I know we both say we're not ready and life is so busy, but I'm feeling like I'm getting attached. What?
Definitely.
Like, don't say I'm getting attached, but I really like spending time with you. Are we still in the same place? What?
Well, no, definitely don't have the talk right after you have sex.
No.
Oh, that's the worst.
Nobody wants to talk after sex.
Yeah.
Well, I do, but.
No. Well, you just want to talk 24/7, so it doesn't matter.
But I would just say, you know, and also they never go out. I get that. Like, I get when you're having hot sex with someone, you're like, sometimes we could get a meal. So why don't you just casually ask them and say, hey, I got tickets to this thing Friday night, this show. Let's go and see what happens and then just see where he's at. So be honest with yourself and with him. Be honest with him and yourself because this is just the beginning of it. It's going to keep festering.
Yeah.
I think. You know?
Agreed.
Okay. So you've got more emails. Yeah. Should we? Okay. Emails. Here we go.
All right.
Pre-sex worries. Dear Emily, I've recently started seeing a guy, and not long ago, we had our first sexual moment together.
Ooh, floozy.
I gave him a BJ. There was only one problem. It didn't last long at all. With things still new between us, how can I make him last longer without making it awkward?
Oh, he didn't last very long. Well,
during a blowjob.
Yeah, but do you know what? Check this out.
A lot of guys don't.
Well, no, it happens. It happens a lot with guys. If you hang out for a very long time, they get super excited if it's the first time. It happens. It's happened to me.
Yeah.
You know, like if there's, you know, the courting phase, you know, and then finally it happens and you're like,
the anticipation is a building for weeks or months.
And then the guy didn't pregame, you know, as he should.
Pregame.
Meaning that you masturbate before you hang out and it just comes and goes, which sucks because you don't know if you're going to have an opportunity to get and have sex with that person.
Exactly.
You know?
I know, but you never know. You got to be prepared. So I would say that, so she's worried the same thing that's going to happen. Did I read the whole thing?
When they actually have sex?
Yeah, so she said, the only problem is it didn't last long. With things still new between us, how can I make him last longer without making it awkward? We still haven't had sex. I'm a little worried the same thing will happen again when we do. Please help. I like this guy. He's amazing. I want him to be amazing in bed as well. Sincerely, Jessica.
Jessica,
you don't even know. Don't start future-tripping.
Yeah, I think she's the premature one here.
Yeah. She's prematurely escalating.
Yeah, she's jumping ahead of herself.
Agreed. Calm down.
Dude, people just even look if you for have, things to worry about.
Yeah, and even if you have sex with him the first time and he doesn't last that long, I would say by a couple of times after that, if it's still repeating, then you should get worried about it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
But don't trip on this because you gave him a blowjob for the first time. Mm. I mean, who wouldn't come?
He probably had an erection the entire time he was hanging out with you until you gave him the blowjob. So, of course.
Right.
You know, he's going to last like 5 seconds.
And some guys do come quicker during blowjobs or during sex, I guess. But whatever. Every guy's different.
Yeah.
So I don't think that necessarily in her mind, it was too quick. It's going to happen during sex. You don't even know. Just think about how excited you are to have sex with him and trying to make it a really special, amazing, hot experience. And don't already be judging that she's already worried. It's like over. She gave him a blowjob. We all trip on like the negative things, and half of our life is spent worrying about stuff that does not even happen. So let that go, Jessica, and wait until it becomes a problem, and then email me. And if you go second or third encounter, he's still a minute man. There's lots of ways you could help him.
Yeah.
But you know, he can do his Kegel exercises. I do have my iPhone app, Kegel Camp.
Mm-hmm.
Reminds men and women to do them. Stop-start method, and then there's Promescent, which is the delay spray. Men can last longer in bed. Premature ejaculation spray.
Just spray it on when he's not looking.
Yeah, spray it on. He'll feel it. But just have fun, and don't trip on this. You guys are both new at it.
Great.
It means you gave him a killer blowjob.
Yeah, you're a pro.
Dude, pro. Okay, I think that's all we got time for, Menace.
Oh, man.
That's fabulous.
It was great seeing you.
Oh, but I don't...
Yeah?
Yeah, what? It was great seeing you too. Okay. No, we had something else. We were talking about the vagina, but I don't know if we're going to have time for it.
The vagina, we can talk about it next time.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, because I think we got a...
Producer Madison is on her ass.
She is on my ass. I mean, because the vagina thing, I think we just... Now
we
need to
spend more time on the vagina.
I got to talk about it.
Well, no, it's a teaser for next time we hang out. You want to... All right, if you want to blow your load,
go for
it.
We got time.
I thought there was time.
Okay.
I could be wrong.
Fine.
Okay, ready?
Let's talk about the vagina.
It's actually important.
All right.
Men's, okay. Anonymous service.
Yes.
Allows you to send a vagina cleansing kit to a stinky vagina in your life.
All right.
And this, I'm so offended by, and I think it's horrible. So this stupid company, how do you tell someone you care about that their down there situation is actually a debilitating issue to your sexual relationship? Answer, you don't. You let an anonymous do it. For $15, you can send the most passive-aggressive, probably emotionally debilitating gift imaginable. If you never want to have sex with, I'm not giving the name of the company. Never want to have sex with that person again. That is. So there's a new company that allows you to send a douching kit, which meanwhile, douching is not good for women.
I need to send
it has a moisturizing cream soap, personal message from you if you choose so. So in my opinion, you guys, here's the thing. Douching.
Madison, can you send me a link to that?
No, don't.
I will, but we're not going to say it on the air because they don't deserve it.
You guys, here's the thing. Here's the thing. If you're with a woman, the vagina naturally cleans out itself. It, you know, there's certain things. If she uses a douche, it can disrupt her pH balance and in her vagina, which naturally cleanses itself, and she might start getting some infections from there. I have to address this whole vaginal hygiene situation because last year I had an email from a listener whose boyfriend told her that her vagina smelled and it made her so insecure she didn't want to have sex anymore. So seriously, guys, if you want your partner to keep having sex with you, you should probably skip the rude passive-aggressive gestures. Suggest taking a shower together. A lot of times women just don't, you know, whatever, the day men's balls stink, they use down under comfort. A woman just might need to shower. They don't know this. But here's the other thing. If you're with a woman for a while, I mean, I get if you're with someone and it's always bad every single time. So maybe you know, it's always to you offensive or it doesn't smell good. You know, try taking a shower and see if that works. However, if you're with someone and it changes, this usually means that she has some kind of sexually transmitted disease. There could be something going on. So you could say to her, babe, you know what? It kind of smells a little different down there. You might want to get checked out by your doctor. And I know it's hard to say that, but that's much better than... And then she gets checked out and she's fine. So don't trip on this and don't be sending her anonymous vagina cleansing packages.
Oh my God.
Moral of the story. It's important. That's why I pushed for it.
Yes.
Guys need to know.
Guys need to know and don't insult her vagina. She'll never get
tough conversation. Just be nice. I felt like talking to a woman about her lower back hair is tough. Talking about.
Have you done that?
Oh my gosh.
What'd you say?
Well, you're comfortable with them.
You're like, hey, you got a hair?
Hey, by the way, just send him an anonymous shaving kit, right?
I'll be like, here's a razor.
Hairs grow where you don't want them. They don't grow where you want them.
Look, the eyebrows, you need a little, you know, touch up.
Do you say that?
Yeah.
I don't want to hear that. I hope I take care of stuff. Jesus. But don't insult the vagina. And so, had this one more thing. Right. When I was in Israel with my Israeli friends, we had the same conversation because there's actually another company they mentioned, which is so funny, which is what I thought Madison was talking about when she found this article. There's a new company, of course, from the Bay Area. I'm not going to say their name either. I don't know it. But it's a pill that women can take every day to make her, apparently it makes her vagina smell like roses or whatever.
Oh, wow.
Which is also, oh, wow, every guy wants it.
Is it FDA approved?
Again, it's so offensive to a woman. And we got in this huge fight with all these Israelis. They're like, what do you mean? It's like Viagra. I'm like, no, that's different. This is a woman, like, women have so many insecurities anyway. And, like, we can't, like, it's our vagina. Like, it's, if you either love it or you don't love it. But it's something that we, you know, it's the center of our goddessness, of our human, or of our human sexuality. And we have already a lot of self-conscious about it. We already think you don't necessarily find it beautiful or want to be down there. And then if you're telling me to take a pill, which actually is really harmful because, again, your vagina cleans itself out. It's the natural, it keeps its pH balance unless it doesn't and you catch something. So I don't know. This is a bad movement. Save the vagina.
All right.
Okay, so everyone, thank you, Menace.
Thank you.
And you guys, check it out. Check us out on iTunes. Review us.
Oh my God. I was on iTunes last night checking out the page. So many reviews on there. That's amazing. I remember, like, when we first started asking for reviews, it was like at 60. It was almost 700 when I checked last night. That's amazing.
I love it.
I know it's a lot of effort to go and you got to sign in and write all this stuff. If you really don't want to, you can be anonymous, I think.
Yeah.
And write really good things about me. Say all the things that you hate about Emily. It's fine. But
I can take it. I was reading with Madison because I'm pretty. Yeah. My ego. I'm like, I know I talk too fast. I know that I cut my guests off. So, like, I know things. I've heard this. I'm working on it.
Yeah. Oh, really? They said all that?
Oh, yeah. Whatever. I mean, people, you love me, hate me. You know, are you perfect? I'm doing the best I can, people.
No.
But I appreciate feedback. I do.
Yeah,
I love feedback.
I remember when I read them, like, oh, Menace bags on, like, crazy sexual stuff. And I go, do you know what? It's just like everyone has their own opinion. Who cares? I'm not getting. If you disagree with me, I'm not going to be upset, you know? But some people get upset when you don't have the same opinion as them.
I know.
Which is crazy to me.
Which is like judgmental and open your eyes, people. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to open your eyes to have better sex and relationships. So check out our newsletter. We love it. If you like it, when you get the newsletter, people love our newsletter, which makes me feel good. You know, that it's helping you and that you actually read it because there's some good sex tips in there. And if you miss stuff, we have two shows a week. So you get all the shows in there, all the articles we've written. Also, it really helps us for the business if you like us on Facebook, because not just because you just do the like, but you actually learn a lot on our Facebook page, facebook.com/sexwithemily. Instagram, Sex with Emily. I will post pictures of me riding a camel. And you can also email me at feedback@sexwithemily.com and also check out my iPhone app, Kegel Camp, only if you want to have stronger orgasms. It's for men and women. And finally, we need interns. We love our interns. They're awesome. Madison was an intern, and now she's running my company. social media, marketing, production internship, we'd love that. And also, if you're a seasoned sex and relationship writer and you would like to write for our website, let us know. feedback@sexwithemily.com. So thank you, Madison. Thank you, Menace.
Thank you.
I love you all. Thanks for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Okay, so my last word, parting word for all you people here is, well, you know, I love my sex toys, and I also love jewelry, because I'm a woman. And I've been obsessed, as you know, with my vibrator necklace, the Vesper by Crave. And it's so funny because I have given them to my girlfriends who are freaking out because every time, because it looks like a pen. It's gold, beautiful piece of jewelry. It's slim. It's like the most high-tech thing. It plugs in your USB. I wear it every day just because I like how it layers, but it's a really powerful vibrator. And it's quiet, and it's just cool, and it's a great conversation piece, too. Like, oh, I love your necklace. You're like, thanks, look, it's a vibrator, but it's discreet, no one can tell. And it's just a really great gift, too. It's a great gift for, you know, your lover, your friend, your best friend. I gave one to my friend's wife in Israel.
Oh, you did?
Well, I brought one for my sister-in-law, and I realized she would never wear this. So I gave it to my Israeli friend, and she definitely would wear it. So it's a perfect gift. Jewelry plus orgasms. Find me one woman on the planet that would turn that down.
You can't.
And they're really reasonably priced, too. They're silver. So you check it all out and go to lovecrave.com and buy yourself one. It's a great gift.
Do it.
Elegance, style, orgasms, perfection. Thanks, everyone, for listening.